ശ്രീനാക്ഷരകുമാരം നായം അധികം മഹേശ്വരാത് കൃഷ്ണം വ്യാകരണം പ്രോക്തം തസ്മൈ പാണിനേ നമഃ. ഭക്ഷ്യകാരംഭരരുചിം ഭക്ഷ്യകാരംഭതഞ്ജലിം പാണിനേ ദുഃഖകാരം ചക്രണദോഷം മിത്രയം മിത്രയം നമസ്കൃത്യാതീശ്വരിക്കാക്ഷ്യത വൈയാകരണ സിദ്ധാന്ത കൗമുദീം രക്ഷത്തെ. പ്രമുഖം സൂത്രമസ്തി ഷഷ്ടീശേഷേ ശേഷേ ഉക്താകരണേ ശേഷഃ ഏതാവത്പര്യന്തം കാരകപ്രകരണേ ഭിന്നാനി കാരകാണി ഉക്താനി തത്പ്രയുക്താഃ വിഭക്തൈശ്ച ഉക്താഃ തദ്ഭിന്നേ ഷഷ്ടീ വിഭക്തിഃ ഭവതി ശേഷേ. അർത്ഥാത് സ്വാമി സംബന്ധേ സ്വാമി ഭാവാദി സംബന്ധേ ഇതി ഉച്യതേ. കാരകം വിഹായ യദന്യദസ്തി സഹ ശേഷഃ തസ്മിൻ ശേഷേ ഷഷ്ടീ വിഭക്തിഃ ഭവതി. അർത്ഥാത് കാരകസ്യ ന ഭവതി ഇതി സാമാന്യതയാ വക്തും ശക്യതേ. അത ഏവ ഷഷ്ടീ വിഭക്തേഃ അർത്ഥഃ സംബന്ധഃ ഇതി ഉച്യതേ. വസ്തുതഃ ഏകശതം ഷഷ്ട്യർത്ഥാഃ ഇതി വദാമഃ. ഷഷ്ടീവിഭക്തേഃ അർത്ഥാഃ ബഹവഃ സന്തി. സാമാന്യതഃ സംഗ്രഹ്യ സംബന്ധഃ ഷഷ്ട്യർത്ഥഃ ഇതി ഉച്യതേ. ശേഷേ അന്യേഷാമപി കാരകാണാം പ്രയോഗ സന്ദർഭേ തേഷാം കാരകത്വേന അഭിവർഷ്യതേ. ഇൻ ഡു നോട്ട് ഇന്റെൻഡ് ടു കൺവേഡ് ആസ് കാരക ഇൻ എനി ഷഷ്ടീവിഭക്തി ഇറ്റ് ജസ്റ്റ് ഇൻഡിക്കേറ്റ് സംബന്ധ. സോ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് the main sutra for shashti. There are other cases where there is shashti vibhakti is told. Shashti hetu prayoge sarvanama sruti yata nimitta paryaya prayoge sarvakam praya darshini. These three forms it. So prakarana is actually tritiya vibhakti. Hetau ityukta tritiya vibhakti uchyate paanina. Kintu hetu prayoge yada hetu shabdasya prayoga bhavati വാക്യ തദ്വാചകാത് ഹേതുശബ്ദാത് ഷഷ്ടീ വിഭക്തിഃ ഭവതി ന തു തൃതീയ. തഥാ അന്നേന വസതി ഇതി ഹേതോ ഇതി തൃതീയ അന്നശബ്ദസ്യ. അന്നസ്യ ഹേതോഃ വസതി. യദാ ഹേതു ഇതി ശബ്ദസ്യ പ്രയോഗഃ ഭവതി തദാ തൃതീയ ഭവതി. ക്ഷമതാം ഷഷ്ടീ ഭവതി ഇതി സൂത്രാർത്ഥഃ. ഏവമേവ സർവനാമ്നഃ. യദാ ഹേതുശബ്ദസ്യ പ്രയോഗഃ തഥൈവ സർവനാമപദസ്യ പ്രയോഗഃ ഭവതി തദാ ഷഷ്ടീ തൃതീയാ ച. ഷഷ്ടീ വിഭക്തിഃ തൃതീയാ വിഭക്തിശ്ച ഭവതി. ഉഭയേ വിഭക്തിഃ ഭവതഃ. യഥാ കേന ഹേതുനാ വസതി തസ്യ ഹേതോഃ വസതി ഇതി പാണിനേഃ മതം. അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു പാണിനി ഇഫ് ദേർ ഇസ് എ ഹേതുവാചക ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് എ വേർഡ് വിച്ച് ഇൻഡിക്കേറ്റ്സ് ഹേതു then you have tritiya. If the word hetu itself is used, then you have shashti. If there is a sarvanama being used along with the word hetu, then you can have either tritiya or shashti. That is what Panini tells. Hindu varshika karana uchyate nimitta paryaya prayoge. Nimittam nama hetu huye. So nimitta karana hetu prayojana, they are all synonyms. നിമിത്ത പര്യായ പ്രയോഗേ സർവാസാം പ്രായദർശനം. ഓൾമോസ്റ്റ് ഓൾ വിഭക്തി ആർ സീൻ ലൈക് കോ ഹേതു കേന ഹേതുനാ വസതി തസ്മൈ ഹേതവേ തസ്മാത് ഹേതോഃ കസ്യ ഹേതോഃ കസ്മിൻ ഹേതൌ ഇതി സർവാസാം വിഭക്തീനാം ദർശനം ഭവതി. സോ അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു വാർത്തികകാര ഇഫ് എ സർവനാമ ഇസ് യൂസ്ഡ് അലോങ് വിത്ത് ഹേതു ദെൻ യു കെൻ യൂസ് എനി വിഭക്തി. If it is not a sarvanama, even then, other than prathama and dvitiya, you can use other vibhakti. Like, it need not just be annasya hetoho vasati. It can be annena hetuna, annaya hetave, annad hetoho, etc. So, if it's a sarvanama, you can use any vibhakti. If it is an asarvanama, you can use any vibhakti other than prathama and dvitiya. That is vakshikakara telling. So, as per the sampradaya of vyakarana, yathottaram muninam pramanyam ishtatvat vartikakara matameva anusriyate tathaiva prayogaha drishyante. Basically, there are prayogas in all vibhakti. මිනිස්ක කරනව සත්‍යකත්ව ප්‍රතිේන. එනින පාතිකිය. ඒක සත්‍ය ප්‍රතිය කොයි ලබසත්ව ප්‍රතිය. දිග්ගුරේෂ කාලවාස කරන එකා පූර්ව පරාර්ථය දීනම් ශබ්දාන. පරීක්ෂායම් කිම් ලේඛනීයම් ඉති දේ උපයම් ලේඛනීයම් පරීක්ෂාර්ථම් උපයම් අතීතම් ඉතේව ලේඛනීයම් ඒක සත්‍ය වාක්‍යක කාල ප්‍රයෝගයේ ඒව අස්ති ඉතිවක්තුම් ඉස්කර්ස් ප එනිතින් ආස්ක් ඉන් ද ෆිගර් ඒ හොත මෙන්ෂන් බොත් ඒ හොත ටෙල් බොත් වොට් ඉස් වොට් ඉස් ද සූත්‍රාකේ ඇන් වොට් ඉස් ද වාක්‍යකාකේ උපයම් ඥාතව්‍යම් ලේඛනීයම් සත්‍යගත ප්‍රත්‍යයන අත සත්‍ය ප්‍රත්‍යයහ එක සංකේති නිර්දේශ කාලවන්තකානම් සත්‍ය ප්‍රත්‍යයහ තථා උපරි පූර්ව කුලහ ප්‍රස්තා ඉත්‍යාදයහ සබ්දාහ සත්‍ය ප්‍රත්‍යයහ අත සත්‍ය ප්‍රත්‍යයහ සදන්තානං යෝගේ ශිෂ්‍ය භක්ති භවති රාමස්ස පුරහ රාමස්ස උපරි ඌර්ධම් ඉත්‍යර්ථ උපරි ඉති පදම් so there is a key for the directly for asewa apavada sena ena pa dikiya ena iti roke adasattha pratyaya kintu tena yoge dikiya adasatti bhavati natu sikhiva dikshinena gramam dakshinena iti rakkaha yoga vibhagate sikhiva dikshinati bhavati iti dikshitaha padanti so this is what you have studied so far this is about shashti so next we are continuing with Shashti Seshe. Actually what is happening is Shashti Seshe is the main Shashti Vibhakti Prakarana with Pani Sthan. These sutras are seen in other contexts. Like say, as I said, Shashti Hetu Prayoga and Sarvananda Sutiyata, they are found in the context of Hetu where Pani is talking about Tritiya. As an exception to Tritiya, he tells Shashti. Similarly, Shashti Sattva Pratiyena is talking about Sankhani. Anyaraditarathe dikshabda, where you have dikshabda. For them there was panchani, as an exception to panchani, he is telling shashti. Okay. So these are all where there are other, the prakarana or the context is of other vibhakti, and he is telling shashti as an exception. The main shashti vibhakti prakarana, it starts with shashti sheshe, where he says, there is shashti vibhakti in shesha. There is no other vibhakti told for shesha. It is directly shashti. And then he continues with that prakarana. Okay, so we are coming back to the main Shashti Bhakti prakarana. Agrimam sutra masti Shashti Sheshe iti Dvitiya Adhyayasya Tritiya Padasya Panchashattamam sutra. It is 2-3-50. So the next sutra after we have Shashti Sheshe is Jnoniradhasya Karane. Trini Padane Sandhi. Jnaha Aviradhasya Karane. జానాతే అజ్ఞానార్థస్య కరణే శేషత్వేన వివక్షితే షష్ఠీ స్యాత్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ అగైన్ శేషే షష్ఠీ సూన్ శేష హస్ బి ఫౌండ్ ఇన్ ప్రీవియస్ సూత్ర శేష ఫర్ నౌ మీన్ సంబంధ. సో దేర్ ఇస్ నో కారక ఇంటెండెడ్ బట్ జస్ట్ అన్ అసోసియేషన్ అండ్ సంబంధ ఇస్ ఇంటెండెడ్. సో ఇన్ దట్ కేస్ దేర్ ఇస్ షష్ఠీ. కరణే శేషత్వేన వివక్షితే. సో ఇన్ దిస్ కేస్ హి స్పెసిఫైయింగ్ it was originally a karana, that is, it's an instrument, but when you do not intend to indicate the karanatva, and there is no vivaksha of karanatva, then, and which means your intention is to just indicate a sambandha, which is shesha. So, karane shesha trena vivakshite, shashti vivakshite bhavati. Satya karane, jnaha, jnaha nama, jnaha dhatu. జానాతి జానీత జానంతి సున్నో. ఓకే, సో జ్ఞాధాతో కరణే శేషత్వేన వివక్షితే. సో దేర్ ఇస్ జానాతే నామ జ్ఞాధాతో ఉచ్చర్థః. సో తస్య కరణే, సో ద ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ క్రియా వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇంటెండెడ్ అండ్ శేష, దట్ ఇస్ ద కరణత్వ ఇస్ నాట్ ఇంటెండెడ్ అండ్ శేషత్వ ఇస్ ఇంటెండెడ్ యూ హావ్ శేషి. But there is one more adjective which one has here, avirathasya, ajnanarthasya. Jnanathatva, as we know, the main sense where it is used is jnana, to know. The meaning of the principal meaning of the dhatu jnana is to know. But he says, this is a special case where avidarthasya, and it is used in a sense of avidartha, which is not jnana, and it is used in a sense other than jnana. Tada, tasya karane chetakena rakshite dasthi bhavati. Avidarthasya nama vidhu nama jnanam sahartha na bhavati asya. So this is a very minority case. The usual meaning of jnanhatu is to know. Tasmin arthe asya prayogahana asya. अच्छे सूत्र से प्रवृत्ति ही न भवति यदा तो अज्ञान अज्ञान डज नॉट मीन इग्नोरेंस अज नॉट द ऑपोजिट ऑफ ज्ञान न ज्ञानम ज्ञानम अर्थः न भवति इत्यर्थः इट डज नॉट मीन अज्ञानः अर्थः ज्ञानम अर्थः इति तो तो ज्ञान धातोः ज्ञानम अर्थः न भवति यस्य तादृशस्य ज्ञान धातोः करणे शेषत्वेन नाम संबंधत्वेन विवक्षिते षष्ठी भवति उदाहरणं दीयते सद्विषो ज्ञानम् सद्विषः ज्ञानम् इति षष्ठी कोऽर्थः वस्तुतः करणीभूतम् इस सर्पिः सर्पि मीन्स् घी सो घी इस् द ओरिजिनल् करण आर् द इन्स्ट्रुमेण्ट् हियर् फार् द क्रिया सो वाट् इस् द क्रिया हियर् ज्ञान डज् नाट् मीन् नालेज् Okay. It is used in a sense of action. He acts on something because of sati. Vastutaha karani bhutam yat satihi tat sambandhini pravrtihi. So the satvisho jnanam is used when say somebody is at home. So he comes for meals only because of desire of that ghee. Knowing that that ghee is there, he is coming and he is sitting for meals. So, vastutaha karanibhutam is sarkiti, the instrument for his action. Here, jnanam does not mean knowledge, it just means action. Pravritti is to act on something, to do something. So, he is doing something only because of sarkiti. That is, he is probably sitting down for me for getting ghee. Sataha karanibhutam is sarkiti. So, sarkiti hrutam eva karanam. So, tasya pravrittau jnane, nama pravrittau khritam karanam. Tat sambandhini pravrittihi. And this khrita is now not intended as karana, but it is indicated by shesha. It is a sambandha is indicated, therefore tat sambandhini pravrittihi. So, atra jnana ityasya jnanarthakatvam nasti pravrittyarthakatvam. Pravritti is to act upon something, to do something. So, he is doing something because the principal instrument behind his action is sarti. Sarti shahat jnanam. That is a kind of special prayoga that is there. Okay. Now that we have it, there is a question. Sarti shahat jnanam. You are saying that it's shashti yuhakti, that there was karana. Sarti was originally the karana. Karane shesha jnana yuhakti. Now, why do we need this sutra? Dhyomidatthasya karane. Shashti avashya katakara. Even without this, we have shashti sheshe. Anything, any karaka, we already saw. Karmadhina mahi, sheshatva vakshayam, shashtyava. It is tere vichitehi purva sutra. So in any case, whenever you take any kriya, if there is a karaka which you do not intend to be a karaka, you just intend to indicate the sambandha, you can have shashti. Shashti sheshe, ityanena eva shashti bhakti tu bhavati. Jnanarthasya karane iti sutram kimartham iti prashnah. Why do we need this sutra at all? And already we can have shashti vibhakti by shashti sheshe. Anyway, this is shesha. Sarvatra sheshe vibhaktite shashti sheshe ityanena eva shashti vibhakti bhavati. Idam sutram kimartham. Why do we have this special sutra? It's the question. So the answer is, shashti sheshe iti siddhe api. सिद्धे नाम षष्ठी विभक्ति सिद्ध्यति षष्ठी शेषे इति पूर्वसूत्रेण एव षष्ठी विभक्ति सिद्ध्यति तथापि इदं विशेषतया उच्यते किमर्थम् प्रतिपदविधाना षष्ठी न समस्यते सो दिस् इस् वन् स्टाण्डर्ड् रूल् इन् समासः ओके वाट् डस् ऐ मीन् यु शुड् नाट् बिग् नथिङ्ग् रियली लीप् अबौट् समासः षष्ठी Both in Vibhakti and in Samasa, it's a very generic one. So just like Shakti Shetty says, you can use Shakti almost anywhere. Everywhere, if you don't know any other devotees, you know Shakti, it is enough. You can use Shakti almost everywhere. Similarly, Samasa, when you go to Tatpurusha Samasa, where he is saying the Diya Tatpurusha, Tritiya Tatpurusha, etc. So they are all under special conditions. So Dhitiya, Shikratita, Patita, Radhatrista, Prapannaihi. There is a set of words. So Dhitiya Tatpurusha can happen only with these words. Tritiya Tatpurusha Manavachanena. Chaturthi Tatattha Balihita Kukarakshitaihi. Panchami Bhayena. So he tells very specific conditions for all samasas. For Shashti Tatpurusha, he says Shashti. It means any Shashti Vibhavyanta can have a samasa. So Shashti Tatpurusha is again a very generic samasa where he says, generally if it is a Shashtyanta, it can be compounded. Now, in that context, there is one exception where he says, Pratipada vidhana shashti na samasyate. It is true that shashti vibhakti can always be compounded, but if shashti, shesha shashti, if it is a shesha shashti, that is, where shashti vibhakti is mandated by shashti shesha, as a generic case by shashti shesha, then as a generic case, it can be compounded by the sutra shashti. But Pratipada vidhana shashti. If there are cases where a shashti vibhakti has been given by a specific sutra, Pratipada vidhana. So Pratipada vidhana is a very specific vidhana as opposed to a generic one. As I said, shashti shesha is generally saying anywhere if you have shesha, you have shashti. But Pratipada vidhana shashti, where he indicates a very specific case as in this sutra, Yonidatthasya karne, he says it has to be Jnadhasu, which is Avidattha, Karane Sheshatyana Vibhasitayana. Karana, when it is indicated as intended as Sambandha, there is Shashti. So, such cases where there is a specific sutra to give Shashti, in that case there is no Samasa. You cannot do Shashti Tatpurusha. Which means, say you have Rajyaha Purushaha. Where it is just Shakti Shethe Shanena Shakti, Raja Purushaha iti Samasaha Bhavati. Kinto Sarvishaha Jnanam iti Yada Asti, Tada Samasaha Na Bhavati, Na Bhave. There should not be a Samasa in this case. Tadartham Pratipada Vidhanam. That is why there are some cases, that is, this is not the only sutra, there are some 7 or 8 sutras where Panini specifically mentions some words. And say there will be Shashti Vibhakti in Shesha Artha, which means the meaning is just Shesha or Sambandha. But he makes a specific mention of that. Why? Is to avoid a Samasa. So in such a case, wherever he makes a specific mention and says there is Shesha Shashti, in such cases there is no Samasa. By the rule, Pratipada Vidhana Shashti na Samasyate. That is the standard. So that is why Pani is repeating that there will be Shesha Shakti in some specific cases. So which means in all these cases, starting from here, for the next few sutras, it is Shesha Shakti, that is an Shakti is in the sense of Shesha or Sambandha. But in addition, there is one more property that there will not be Samasa. Karpishaha Jnanam iti Vyastra Seva Prayogaha Samasaha Na Bhavati Ityartha. गुणविदर्थस्य करणे अग्रिम सूत्रमस्ति अधीरर्थदयेषां कर्मणि पदद्वयम् अधीरर्थदयेषां कर्मणि इति अधि इगर्थ दय ईशाम् इगर्थ इस् वन् वर्ड् इक् अर्थ दय ईशाम् कर्मणि अधि इक् अर्थ इस् वन् Daya is one more dhatu and Isha is another dhatu. So he says, Shashti Sheshe Kritaha Sheshe Iti Shashti Ityate Anuvartate. The whole thing, Sheshe Shashti Iti Anuvartate. Esham Karmani Sheshe Shashti Ishya. So there are dhatus indicated in the sutra. So for, when during the usage of these dhatus, Karmani Sheshe, when the Karma Pada is indicated, is intended as Shesha or Sambandha, Shashti Vibhakti Bhavati. ඉක්ත්‍යර්ථහ අධීගර්ථ means අධී ඉක් ඉක් is the dhatu ඉක් ස්මරණය when it is preceded by අධී so this dhatu is special dhatu that it is always preceded by අධී it cannot be used independently it is always preceded by the upakarta athi nishya adhipurva athi ik arthaha athi arthaha nama smaranarthakaha dhatavaha ityartha so the word dhatu is ik smarane preceded by the upakarta athi so athi ik artha so the meaning of athi ik is smaranarthakaha dhatavaha this one daya dhatu is another ish dhatu is another so there are three dhatu స్మరణార్థకాః ధాతవః దయధాతుః ఈషధాతుః ఏతేషాం ధాతూనాం ప్రయోగే కర్మపరస్య శేషత్వేన వివక్షాయాం షష్ఠీ విభక్తిః భవతి మాతృ స్మరణం మాతరం స్మరతి హీ రిమెంబర్స్ హిస్ మదర్ మాతరం ఇది మాతా కర్మపదం భవతి సో మాతా ఇస్ కర్మ వస్తుతః కర్మీభూత మాతృ సంబంధి స్మరణం ఇట్ వాజ్ ఒరిజినలీ కర్మ బట్ ద కర్మత్వ ఇస్ నాట్ ఇంటెండెడ్ హియర్ ఇట్స్ దిస్ సంబంధ సో మాతృ సంబంధి స్మరణం ఇత్యర్థః సత్ర కర్మణి శేషే షష్ఠీ అస్తి అగైన్ మాతృ స్మరణం ఇది సమాసః న భవతి సో దిస్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ అ స్పెసిఫిక్ కేస్ వేర్ దేర్ విల్ నాట్ బి అ సమాసః ఫర్ మాతృ స్మరణం ఇట్ ఇస్ అ వ్యస్త ప్రయోగః సో దట్ ఇస్ అధీగర్థః రికస్ ప్రతిపద విధాన షష్ఠీన సమస్యతే ఎవ్రీవేర్ శేషే షష్ఠీ ఇత్యనైన షష్ఠ్యాం ప్రాప్తాయ పాణినినా విశేషేన ఉచ్యతే హి అగైన్ స్పెసిఫైయింగ్ దట్ ఇన్ దిస్ కేస్ దేర్ ఇస్ శేషే షష్ఠీ భవతి శేషే షష్ఠీ భవతి ఇది పునః పునః యత్ర పాణినిః వదతి తత్ర సమాసః న భవతి సమాస నిరాసార్థమేవ పునఃసూత్రకరణం ది సూత్ర ఎక్సిస్ట్ టు ప్రివెంట్ ద సమాసః It is not for giving Shashti. If you just needed the Shashti, we could have had Shashti Vibhakti from Shashti Sheshe. But in addition, Panini wants to prevent Shashti Samasa here. That is why he is repeating, or he is giving a specific case. Daya Dana Rati Rakshana Hinsa Daneshu Iti Dhatu. So, this is used in different senses. Tatsisho Dayanam. Shashti. సర్పిహి అగైన్ హి హి గివ్స్ హి అథవా హి ప్రొటెక్ట్ ఐ మీన్ ఇఫ్ యు వాంట్ యు కెన్ సే వస్తుతః కర్మీభూత సర్పిక్ సంబంధి దయనం సో అగైన్ యు ఆర్ ఇండికేటింగ్ సంబంధ దయనం ఇత్యనేన దానం ఇది భవితుమ్ అర్హతి రక్షణం ఇది భవితుమ్ అర్హతి విచెవర్ విచెవర్ మీనింగ్ విల్ సూట్ యు కెన్ టేక్ యు కెన్ నాట్ సే సర్పిషః దతిహి బికాజ్ సర్పి విల్ నాట్ గో I mean, generally you cannot say, but there might be special context where that might also be the meaning. Satyasaha Ishanam. Adhivartha Daya Isha. Ishanam is Yatheshta Vinyogaha Ishrathaha. Vastudaha Karmibhuta Satyasambhanti Yatheshta Vinyogaha. So, give it away as desired. Ishrathe Ishanam Ishrathe. So, in all these cases we have Shashti. And the purpose of the sutra is not vibhakti per se, but samasa nishedha. It's the intention of putting this into a separate sutra. Agrivam sutra masti kriniyaha pratiyati. There is a question, why are we not using adhi ik? You can use, you can use the exact dhatu, adhi plus ik. Akani himself says adhi gattha. He does not say you have to use adhi plus ik. He does not say you have to use the dhatu ik with adhi. He says artha, savartha kanam dhatu nam. So any dhatu which is in that meaning you can use. So that is why we give an easier example as smaranam. But you can use any dhatu which is smaranarthaka. You can obviously use adhi and ik. Okay, it will be what? Adhyayana. Adhyayana. Yes. let's take the Pradanta form. The Pradanta form of Adhi plus Ika can also be used. You can also use any other dhatu which is gives the same sense as smarana. Sriyaha pratiyatne. Saradjayamasti sriyaha pratiyatne. Sri sesha ityukaha leshe ityena vartate. अधिकर्थयेषां कर्मणि इत्यतः कर्मणि इत्यतेन वर्तते कर्मणि शेषे षष्ठी भवति सो देयर वाज ओरिजिनली अ कर्म पद विच इज इंडिकेट इट इज इंटेंडेड अ शेष सो फॉर दैट वी हैव षष्ठी प्रतियत्नः नाम गुणाधानम् टू इम्पार्ट अ स्पेशल क्वालिटी इज कॉल्ड प्रतियत्न और गुणाधानम् Kridhatu again is a very versatile dhatu. It is used in many senses. Bahushu arthesu kridhatoho prayogaha bhavati. Idani pratiyatmaha nama gunadhanam vishishtasya gunasya adhanam ityarthe tada kridhatoho prayogaha tada karmani seshe shasthi bhavati. Kriyaha karmani seshe shasthi syat gunadhane edodakasya upaskaranam. It's always in Shasthi Shesha also. Edhoda kasya upaskurute. There is a thing on stand here. It's the Kridanta Prayoga. Edhoda kasya upaskaranam. Edhoda ka. I told that some water boiled with some herbs. It's called Edhoda ka. Edha means fuel. And Udaka is water. So nimba karanjadi kashtha vishesha prajvalitasya agnitaptodakasya guna visheshaha vaidyashastra prasiddhaha. According to Ayurveda, if you boil water, I mean in those days, fire is due to, you have some fuel or sticks or this to create fire. So if you boil that water in a fire which is made of these particular sticks, some medicinal things like nimba, neem, karanja, etc. So it will have some special properties is what Ayurveda says. So now that is edhodaka. Edhodaka can be split in two ways. Edhas, if you consider edhas as pakaranta, you have edhas plus dakam becomes edhodakam, which is a visarga santi. And again, if you take it as an akaranta, you can have it edha and udakam. Both dakam and udakam mean the same, which is water. So, edha dakam or edha udakam. Either way, edha udakam is water which is heated or boiled with some particular herbs. Now, vastutaha sarvebhuta edha udaka sambandhi parishkaranam. Upaskarana or parishkarana is that gunadhana. When you do parishkara of something, when you refine something, what are you doing? You are adding some quality. You are removing the unwanted parts and you are adding some quality. That is gunadhana. So, edhodakasya upaskaranam or parishkaranam. You see, kridhatoho karma. So, you are actually refining something. That is the object. Edhodaka is the object here. Into karmanaha cheshatva vivakshaya. Shashti bhavati edhodakasya upaskaranam. Iti jyastra eva prayogaha samapaha na bhavati. Rudarthanam bhavavachananam atvarehe. Iti agrimam suttam. Keli padani samiti. Rudarthanam bhavavachananam atvarehe. This is here. Shashti sheshe. Iti anuvartate. Not just sheshe. Both sheshe and shashti are being taken. Adhivartha dayesham karmani chetaha karmani. Iti anuvartate. So again, karmani sheshe shashti bhavati. So it's originally karma. So when it is intended as shesha or sambandha, you have shakti. Shesham bhavakartrutanam jvaravarjitanam rujarthanam karmani sheshe. Rujarthanam, especially for saha, rujanam santapaha chava pila. Torment is what it means, right? Ruja. So, saha saha esham, rujarthanam karmani. So the one who is being tormented the object of that torment will get his ill. And there is one more condition, bhavavachananam. Bhavavachananam, which is here, sutre bhavakartrutanam, iti arthaha diyate. So we will see what is bhavavachana a bit later, we will understand. The example he is giving here is, so saurasya rogasya ruja. Roga is the bhavavachana here. Bhavavachana means there is bhavartha sutre, bhava nama dhatvartha. Bhava is nothing but the meaning of a dhatu. So the kriya itself is bhava. Now, there are pratyayas which are given in bhavartha. Dhatoho yahartha, tasmineva asya ketana krit pratyayaha bhavanti. E bhavartha kaha. For example, here you have roga. Rujati iti roga. That which torments is roga. Ruja iti dhatoho torment is yahartha. So that which torments is roga. Bhavarthe. The torment itself is indicated by the word roga. Okay? Not karta, it is not that which torments. Actually, torment itself is roga. So the dhatu also indicates the same meaning. And the kridanta, roga, is a bhava pratyayanta. So that also indicates the same meaning. Now, roga is the karta. Rogasya, saurasya, ruja. Yasya, orthaha iti cheto, roga sabdat kartari shashti in sevota, roga is the karta. The meaning of this sentence is, roga or the disease is tormenting the thief. So the thief is tormented by disease iti arthaha. Now bhava, which is roga, is the karta here. That is why there is bhava kartrakanam. Bhava is dhatvartha, so bhava kartrakanam, roga kartrakanam, Varavarjitanam, Rujarthanam, Nama Pirarthatanam. Ruja is Pira. So, Saha Choraha, Rogena Santapitaha. That thief is being tormented by the Roga. Roga is the Karta, and you have Pira, and Chora is the Karma. So, disease torments the thief. Rogaha Choram Badhate Ityarthaha. Rogaha karta, choraha karma. Tatka karmanaha sheshatra vakshayam shashti. So the sheshatrashti is here is on the word chora and not on the word roga. Don't get confused, there is shashti in both cases. For roga it is actually kartari shashti. It is kartrapada, kartravantaka shashti shashti bhavati. It is adve pashyam. We'll see later how there can be shashti for kartrapada also. Now, the Shesha Shashti or the example of this particular sutra is Saurasya Ruja. Saurasya Ityatra Vastutaha Karnibhutaha Chauraha Tasma Shesha Shashti Vibhakti Bhavati Saurasya Ruja. Rogasya Iti, so Roga is the Karta, which is separate. So, the example is Saurasya Ruja. The torment of the thief, or the thief is tormented by Roga. No, that is the meaning. It says Rujarthanam Bhavavachananam. Ajvarehe is a negation. It's not only put in the end. That is Dvara Ityasya Prayoge Asya Sutrasya Pravartihi Na Bhavati. Ityasaha. Tatraiva Vartika Karaha Vadati Ajvari Santapyoho Iti Vachyam. So we add one more. Ajvarehe iti satyam, into ajvari santapyoho iti vaktavyam asit panina. Jvara shabdasya, santapa shabdasya sa prayoge, asya sutrasya pravrtihi na bhavati. Rujarthanam bhavachananam ajvarehe iti asya pravrtihi na bhavati. Rujartha means pirarthakaha. Jvara shabdaha api pirarthakaha, santapa shabdaha api pirarthakaha. Into etayoho dvayoho padayoho prayoge asya sutrasya pravrtihi na bhavati. Rujarthakayoho dvara santapa shabdayoho prayoge karmanaha anena sutrena shashti na bhavati. So please remember, he is not saying shashti na bhavati iti narthaha. Asya sutrasya pravrtihi na bhavati. This sutra will not apply. Ityarthaha. Tateva kimudaharanam diyate rogasya Saurajvaraha, Saurasantapova. So, it means the same. The meaning of Rogasya Chaurasya Ruja or Rogasya Chaurajvaraha or Chaurasantapa is all the same. The thief is tormented by disease or the disease torments the thief. Rogaha Karta, Chauraha Karma, Jvaraha Pila, Rujartha. Okay. Now he says, Atra Chaurajvaraha, Chaurasantapaha is Samasaha Krutaha. So, Dikshita is showing the difference by Samasa. The previous case, it was Chaurasya Ruja. Pratipadavidhana shashina samasyate iti sattvate samasaha na bhavati. Shashi vibhakti hi bhavati, samasaha na bhavati. Atra kimasti, chaurasya jvaraha iti, shashi sheshe ishtyanena sheshe shashi bhavati. Here also when karma is indicated as shashi, you can have shashi vibhakti, chaurasya jvaraha iti shashi vibhakti hi ashti. Shashi kena, shashi sheshe iti sutrena shashi vibhakti hi natu, anena vishesha sutrena. So, what is the import? Yatra shashi shesha ishranena shashi vibhakti bhavati tatra samasaha bhavati. Yatra vishishta sutrena shashi vibhakti ishyate tatra samasaha na bhavati. So, when this sutra applies, saurasya ruja, saurasya pira ishyadishu samasaha na bhavati yasta prayoga eva bhavati. So in case of jvara, in case of the word jvara or santapa, this sutra does not apply. So you cannot have rudakhanam bhavatanana vantarehe. Instead, you get shashi vibhakti by shashi sheshe. And in that case, shashi samasaha api bhavati. So chaurasya jvaraha, chaurajvaraha. Just like sitayaspatihi, sitapatihi, you have shashi vibhakti, you also have samasa. Chaurasya jvaraha, chaurasya santapaha. It becomes chaurajvaraha, chaurasantapaha. You can do samasa. Whereas in the previous example, chaurasya rogasya ruja, you cannot combine chaurasya ruja into chauraruja. Because shashi is being given by this specific sutra. Ahartaha vakyasya roga kartrakam chaura sambandhi jvaradikam. So roga is again the karta. Chaura is was karma, idani sambandhe, shehe, shashi, jvara, asantapa, or ruja, all of them mean the same. Is this clear? Or should I explain again? Avagatamba. Did you understand? I mean, this is the difference on why there is Sheshe Shashti. There is Shashti Sheshe, it is a Tendrik Sutra, and why there are specific sutras. As I told, the final import is to prevent samasa in some cases and to allow for samasa in the generic case. So the special cases include these. So this is one case where you can see the contrast. Where if you have the application of these specific sutras, you will not have a samasa. If this sutra will not apply, if the shashti is by the generic shashti sheshe, then you can also have samasa by shashti in the samasa prakaran. Can you proceed? Do you understand or not? People say it, rather. Go through this again, isn't it this? So, If you have any questions, you can ask. Okay. So the rest is all similar. Ashishi Nathaha. Paradayam Ashishi Nathaha. Shashi Sese is yang vartate. Adhigathadayesham Karmani Ishtaha Karmani is yang vartate. Ashirathasya Nathate hai. Sese Karmani Shashi Sya. Very similar. You have Nath Dhatu. So when it is used in the sense of Ashihi, Ashihi, we generally treat it as blessings, but it actually means Idamme Bhuyat Iti Ichha. It is just a desire for something to happen, not just for me. Idam Te Bhuyat Iti Ve Hoitamatha. So let something happen. Iti Ichha Eva Ashihi. Ashihi is nothing special. I mean, it need not be a blessing as we use the conventional sense of blessing. It is just a desire for something to happen. So when you say, Chiranjeevi Bhuyaha, you are saying, may you live long. It is your desire that somebody else lives long. So that is Ashihi. So tasmin arthe, nath dhatuhu upayujyate, tadani karmani sheshe. When the karma pada is intended as shesha, you have shashti vibhakti. Sarpishaha nathanam. A desire for sakti. So nathanam means desire. So ashi arthe nathate hai prayoge. Karmani he desires ji. Ghritam karma padam. Tasya shesha trivakshanayam shashti bhavati. Sarpushaha nathanam. Samasaha na bhavati. Ashishi. So why does it specifically say ashishi? Manavaka nathanam. So you should notice that in all these sutras, when he asks Ashishi Kim, why you specify Ashiratha? So when it is not Ashiratha, he gives a samasa as an example. Because he cannot just give a vyasta prayoga. If he says Manavakasya Nathanam, he is still having shashti. So he will not be able to see the difference. That is why he gives a samasa as the example. Because even if you don't have the pravritti of this sutra, you will have shashti vibhakti by Shashti Sheshe. So you cannot show the difference where the sutra applies, where the sutra does not apply. The difference cannot be shown in a Vyasta Prayoga. Vibhaktihi, Bhayatrati Shashti Vibhaktihi Bhavatyeva. Sarpishaha Nathanam Ittite Shashti Kena Sutrena Ashishi Nathaha Iti Sutrena. Manavakasya Nathanam Ittite Iti Shashti Asti Shashti Sheshe Iti Sutrena. Katham Yatyeha Drishyate Iti Chet. Sarpishaha Nathanam Ittite Samasaha Nabhavati. Manavakanathanam, Manavakasya Nathanam, Manavakanathanam ityatra samasaha bhavati. Tatra ashirarthaha nasti. It does not mean desire. Tatsambandhini lakshya ityatraha. Lakshya is to ask for, kill. Ityatraha. It does not mean ashihi, it means lakshya. To ask for something. Ityarthe artha nathana. Ityarthe nathu dhatoho prayogaha. Ataha tatra shashti sheshe ityanena shashti bhavati samasopi bhavati. Jati niprahana nata kratha pisham himsayam. So again it is a series, set of verbs. Jati niprahana nata kratha pisham. Pancha Dhatavaha Santi, Etesham, Himsarthatanam Prayoga, Himsayam, Yada Himsa Ityarthe Etesham Prayogaha, Tada Karmani Heshe Shashti. Karmani Tinavartate, Shashti Heshe Tinavartate. Himsarthanam Esham, Etesham Sarvesham Dhatunam, Himsarthatanam Prayoga, Shashti Karmanaha Heshe. Again the Karmapada, intended as Shesha, will get Shashti Vibhakti. So jasu kaadane jasu hinsayam. There are two dhatus, both of which means jasu is to beat or to torment somebody. Hana hinsagatyohu. Niprahana, niyantrarupasarga and hanu dhatuhu. Hanti, prasiddhaha dhatuhu. Arthadvaye vidyate hanti, ityasya gachyati, ityarthopi asti. Hana hinsagatyohu, iti dhatvartha. Kintu prayena hinsagatyeva prayogaha. Naka avaskandane. Avaskandana is again pidayati. Kratahimsayam කිසිලෙ සංචුවන නෑ. safety is to Peshana is to make something into a fine powder or paste. That is called Peshana. That's of grinding into a fine powder or paste. Exactly. Grind is the word. That is Peshana. So all these are used in terms of Hinsarthakaha. Etesham prayoge Shishti Sheshe Karmanaha Sheshe Shishti Bhavati. Saurasya Ujjasanam. Somebody leaps up ties up the sword and beats him. Jasu Tadane. Saurasya Ujjasanam. Shishti Sheshe Shishti Samasaha Nabhavati. Karmani is being taken and anuvrutti from adhigatthadayesham karmani. We are getting it from the previous sutra. Sarvatra anuvartate karmani sheshe. So the karma is indicated as sheshe. Nikrau, samhatau, viparyastau, vyastau va. And in the sutra he says nikprahana. The hana is the dhatu and there are two upasargas, ni and pra. Now these two upasargas, when they are together, that is when they are used as nipra, samhatau is together, viparyastau, that is they are together but the order is changed. You can have nipra and you can have prani. So in both cases, vyastauva, or even when they are used separately, only ni is used or only pra is used. In all cases, you will have the application of this sutra. So he says, saurasya niprahananam, pranihananam, nihananam, praharanam va. So all these are examples. You have ni and pra here. Niprahananam. Evam pranihananam. So you have, when they are used in the other order, or even when those two are used independently. Nihananam, prahananam. So in all cases, this is applied. So how do we know that? It's by vyakshana. Bhashyakara has given examples of all cases. So that is why we take them samhatau, viparyastau, vyastauva. Then any combination you can have them and the sutra will still apply. Jati niprahana nata krasha krisha nata avakkandane suradhi nata yati. So because there is one more bhadi, natati, there is one thing, but it is not a hinsarthakatha. So that is why you do not take nakati. Nata avaskandane iti sauradikaha dhatuhu asti. Satya atra grahana. Avaskandanam nama hinsa usheva saha pida. Saurasya unnatanam. Saurasya krathanam. Kratha hinsaya. Vrishalasya peshanam. Vrishala is again a term which is used, a derogatory term. Inshaha usheva. Satya peshanam. So he is being ground. He is being beaten up thoroughly. So, sarvatra hinsarthakana mesham karmanaha sheshe shishti bhavati. Hinsayam kim dhana peshanam. Dhanaha nama grains of flour. Satya peshanam. When you are grinding grain into flour, so that hinsana, it is not hinsa. Okay. So, tatra shishti bhavati. Samasopi bhavati. So this sutra will not apply. Shashti sheshe iti shashti. Samasaha bhavati. Dhana peshanam. That way it is to samasa as the counter example. Yavahrupanohu samarthayohu. Pishtapeshanam. Ishti samasaha. Pishtapeshanam. That which has already been ground, you are grinding it again. Satyam. Satrapi samasaha. Satrapi shashti sheshe ishtane naiva shashti. Yavahar panoho samathayoho. Okay? Sudrevam Sutram. Vyavahar Panohu Samathayohu. Vyavahar is Li Ava Hru. Hru Dhatuhu ප්‍රතිරේධය වීයේ නව දෝපසර්ගා දෙන්නක් ආඩල් ව්‍යවහාරති පණති ඉති පණිහතු ඒතයෝ ප්‍රයෝගේ කර්මණි ශේෂේ තස්සී භවති අනුවත්ති හේති ශේෂේ කර්මණි තස්සී ඥාති ඉති සූත්‍රාර්ථ සදව සමර්ථයෝ විසුද්ධිය actually వ్యాకరణ టెర్మినాలజీ వ్యాకరణ పరిభాషాయం సమర్థ శబ్దస్య అతి విశిష్ట అర్థ అస్తి సో వెరీ వెరీ స్పెషల్ టర్మ్ ఇహ సమర్థ పదవిధి ద ఫస్ట్ సూత్ర ఇన్ సమాస ప్రకరణ ఇస్ సమర్థ పదవిధి ఏ యూజెస్ ద టర్మ్ సమర్థ అండ్ ఇన్ ద మహాభాష్య దేర్ ఇస్ వన్ హోల్ ఆన్మిక వన్ హోల్ చాప్టర్ విచ్ ఇస్ డివోటెడ్ టు దిస్ సూత్ర వాట్ ఇస్ సమర్థ వాట్ ఇస్ సామర్థ్య It's a question. So it's a very, as a technical term of Sanatana, it's a very specific term. But here, Asmin Sutra, Asmin Arthe Samartha Padasya Prayogaha Nasti. Here it just means Samaha Arthaha Yayoho. Those who meaning that equal. Tulya Arthe Yoho Ityeva Arthaha Asmin Sutra Samartha Padasya. And in this note, because you will get confused once you study Samartha Padavitya, Suha Samartha Prakarana. There, samartha iti paribhashikam padam, astratu samaha arthaha, equal meaning, ityarthaha, the same meaning, and these two have the same meaning, artha, tulyarthayohu upayohu, ityarthaha, kutra tulyarthata, because the vyavaharati ityasyati vahavaha arthaha santi, panati ityasyati vahavaha arthaha santi, yatra etayohu samanaha arthaha, kutra bhavati iti cheta, Dhyute kraya vikraya vyavahareta. So dhyuta is gambling. Vyavaharati panati ityubhayoho. Gambling ityarthaha. He gambles ityarthaha. Evam kraya vikraya vyavahara. Buying and selling. Kraya vikraya vyavahara. So that is also called vyavahara. Vyavahara means either gamble or buying and selling. Similarly panana also means this. So anayoho tulyarthata. In these two senses, both mean the same. Vyavaharati is used in other senses, panati is also used in other senses. But in these two senses, they have samartha, that is sama artha. This tulyarthata. So in these senses, when these two dhatus are used in this particular meaning, tada karmani sheshe shashti bhavati. Shatasya vyavaharanam pananamva. So, a vyavahara of Shata of 100 rupees. Either he is gambling 100 rupees or he is doing some transaction with 100 rupees. Pananam ityasyati sayeva. Samarthayohu kim. So why does he say samarthayohu? That is when they are used in identical meaning. Shalaka vyavaharaha iti padamasti. Atra vyavaharaha ityasya ganana ityasaha. The dhatu is the same. ఇంకా గణనార్థకే ఉపయోగ్యతే కౌంటింగ్ ఆఫ్ సిక్స్ అంటే శనాకా వ్యవహార సో యూ కెన్ సీ శనాకానా వ్యవహార షష్ఠీ శేషే ఇది షష్ఠీ భవతి సమాస దృశ్యతే సో దేర్ ఇస్ అ సమాస ఆస్ శనాకా వ్యవహార సిమిలర్లీ బ్రాహ్మణ పణనం బ్రాహ్మణానాం పణనం అత్ర పణనం ఇత్యస్య స్తుతిహి ఇత్యర్థః ప్రేజ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రాహ్మణ్ ఇది అర్థే బ్రాహ్మణ పణనం సో యదా భిన్నాః అర్థాః భవంతి భిన్నేష అర్థేషు ఏతయోః పదయోః వ్యవహార పణోః ప్రయోగః తదా అస్య సూత్రస్య ప్రవృత్తిః నాస్తి సో దిస్ సూత్ర విల్ నాట్ అప్లై దిస్ సూత్ర విల్ అప్లై ఓన్లీ వెన్ దీస్ టు ఆర్ యూజ్డ్ ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద్యూత ఆర్ క్రయ విక్రయ వ్యవహార పదద్వయం విద్యతే దివః తదర్థస్య అధీనత్రయేషాం కర్మణి ఇత్యతః కర్మణి వర్తతే ద్యూతార్థస్య క్రయ విక్రయ రూప వ్యవహారార్థస్య చ దివః కర్మణి షష్ఠీ తదర్థ తదర్థః నామ కః ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ సూత్ర హి సేస్ వ్యవహారణోః సమర్థయోః ఇన్ ద యూజ్డ్ ఇన్ దట్ sense of identical senses of yuta and kraya-vikraya vyavahara. In the same sense, when divadhatu is also used in the same sense, divaha tadarthasya divaha, කර්මනි සත්‍ය භවතිද කර්මපද දෙවිද සත්‍ය භක්ති සත්‍ය දීප්තියි. ඉහි ගම්බලස් අහන්න සත්‍ය. Can you notice the difference between this and the previous one? In the main one, Sheshe Sakshi iti nasti, Karmani Sheshe iti nasti. Sheshe iti nanu vartate. The anuvratti of Shesha stops at Yavasapano Samatsayohu. In this sutra, it is not Sheshe Sakshi, it is not when the karma is intended as sambandha, the karma pada itself will have Sheshi Vipakti. So this is a case where Shakti is a Karaka Vipakti. For Karma Karaka, you are getting Shakti Vipakti. It is still Karaka. That is why he is saying Satasya Divyati, Singam Satya Prayoga. The direct relation between Namapada and Singanta is always a Karaka. Right? So he is showing that it is a Karaka and he is saying Satasya Divyati. Atra Karma Padam, Shatam Iti Karma Padam. Karmatvameva sadakshitam natu sheshatvam. It is not being intended as shesha, it is intended as karma. Tathāca, isa sheshe iti nānu vartate vyakṣānāt. How do you know where anuvṛtti stops? This section is not just here. Sarvatra sayeva prashnaha. Anuvṛttehe ārambhaha bhavati. Yat paryantam anuvṛttihi. How long does the anuvṛtti go? Ityasya sarvada vyakṣānam eva saranam. Always it is, we have to look at commentary. By commentary we mean the bhashya here. So here there is no shesha, it is karmani shashti. Karmakārakasya shashti vipakti ki pavati. Iha shesha eki nānu vartate vyakṣānāt, tathāca karmanaha shesatva vyakṣābhāvāt, shashti shesha eki apraptam vachanam. So shashti shesha will not apply here. Okay? Shatam Divyati Itneva Prayogaha Syat, in the absence of this sutra. So if you notice the difference, we were asking the question in each of the previous sutras, starting from Nyovidarsasya Karane, Adhidarsada Yesham Karmani. Everywhere if you ask what is the purpose of the sutra, we say the purpose is to avoid Shishti Samasa. It is not to give Shishti Vibhakti. Because in all those cases, you could have had Shishti Vibhakti from Shishti Sheshe. To prevent the samasa, he is giving the sutra. Here that is not the case. Since there is no sheshatva vivaksha, shashti shesha ityasya pravrittihi na bhavati. Apraptau shashti shesha ityanena shashti vivaktihi na praptnoti. Na praptnoti chet kim bhavati. Karma. Whenever there is karma pada, karmani dvitiya ityanena dvitiya vivaktihi bhave. Kintu tadapavadatrena atra shashti bhavati. Tathacha, sutrasya kim prayojanam? Shashti Vibhakti Prapti Hi Prayodhanam. That is why he gives Shatasya Divyati as an example. And not, the Prayodhana of this sutra is not Samasa Nivritti. This sutra is to mandate Shashti Vibhakti. In the absence of this sutra, there would not have been Shashti at all. Shashti Sheshe Japrata Vachanam Natu Samasa Nivritti. Sridantayoga samasaha na bhavati ityetadartham na kintu shashti vibhakti praptyartham eva idam sutram. Tadarthasya kim brahmanam vidyati. Tadarthaha divaha tadarthasya. Tadarthasya nama yuta krayavikraya vyavaharasya. Divu is again a dhatu which is used in a lot of senses. It says divu krida vidhigisha etc. etc. It's a long one. It is used in many senses. The Bhagavata says, Divu, Rida, Vidhidisha, Vyavahara, Dhyuti, Suti, Moda, Mada, Swapna, Kanti, Gati. So those many senses are given to Divu. So, Tadarthayo, Tadarthasya nama, Dhyutarthasya, Vyavahara, Krayavikraya, Vyavahara, Divadhatohu Prayoge, Karmanaha, Shashti Bhavati. Anyesha, Apsheshera, Prayogaha, Brahmanam, Divyati. Nama brahmanam sauti ityarthe karmanaha shashti na bhavati dvitiya vibhaktireva bhavati brahmanam divyati. Clear? Vibhashoka sarge. Vibhasha ఉపసర్గే ఇది పదద్వయం. අධිගතර යේසම් කර්මණි කියන වර්තකේ දිවස් සදස්සත්‍ය. So it is very simple. Divaha. Divadhatuhu. Upasarga. And it is preceded by an upasarga. Vibhasa. Shishti is optional. Purva yoga pa vadaha. So this is an exception to previous sutra. So the previous sutra says when divadhatu is used in the sense of jyuta or kaivikraya vyavahara, you will always have shishti for karma. Okay? That shishti is compulsory. You cannot say shatam divyati. It has to be shatasya divyati. Now, if the divadhatu is preceded by an upasarga, upasarga ha yadi asti, upasarge divadhata, ikalpena shashti upavati. Shashtha bhave karmani dvitiya, ityanena dvitiya yadhati upavati. Upayatra karatattvam asti, natusheshattvam. Shatasya prati divyati, shatam prati divyati. Shashti upavati hi, athava dvitiya yadhati hi, upayatra hi karma karatattvam asti. The word shata is karma karaka in both cases. One case you have Shashti Vibhakti, in the other case you have Dvitiya Vibhakti. Shatasya Shatamva Shrati Dvityati. Shreshya Bruvod Visho Devata Samkarane. Trini Padani Santi. Shreshya Bruvoko Sadishaha Devata Samkarane. Karmani again, there is no shesha here. Karma padasya shishti vibhakti bhavati. Preshya bruvoho. Two dhatus. One is preshya and the other is bru dhatu. Devata sampradana shesha vartamanayoho. Etesham kaha arthaha devata sampradanam. Devata vishaha sampradanam. So giving to God. Etesha vartamanayoho. Preshya bruvoho. Karmanaha havishaha mataka. So what do you give to God? You give a havi, sacrifice. This is a one which applies mostly to the Vedas, not in classical senses. Vaidika, Veda sambadhune vaidam. So what are you offering to the God? You offer havi. So, tadvataka. So, word which indicates that havi, shashti vibhakti to havi. Even though it is the karma pada, you will have shashti vibhakti. Havishabdaha na svaruha paraha, kintu havish vishesha vataka paraha vyakshana. It is, it is not that the word havish should be used, there should be some havish, a special havish which is indicated. Havish visheshaha. There are different things which can be offered as havish. So when the prayoga is indicating one of those special havish, types of havish, ada kasmata shashti bhavati, vyakshana. Ihati sheshe iti nanu vartate. So you do not have sheshe. Karma vachakata dvitiyayaha apavadatvena shashti. Karmane dvitiyayate dvitiyayam praptayam apavadatvena shashti bhavati. Agnaye chadasya visho vapayam edaka preshya anubruhiva. This is a vakya from some text, some Veda related text, I don't know which text. So, Preshya or Anubruhi is Agnaye for Agni. Chagasya Havisho Vapaya Medasaha Preshya. Othaha Adharyuhu, the one who is conducting the exam. The Adharyu, he is addressing Maitravarna. Maitravarna, their god, Maitravarna. Agnirdeshena Pradasya Manam is giving the for Agni. Chagasya. Chaga is goat, or deer. Chaga. This is a king goat. Chagasya. Chaga sambandhi is havi. There is a havi. Vapaksham medo rupam. The vapa or the medas of the chaga is being given as the havi. That is the havi vishesha. So that meda or, chaga is a goat. So meda is the Vyakshana says, Vastrakhanda Tulyaha Mamsa Visheshaha. It is a kind of a, some people say it's like a diaphragm. You have a fat or marrow. So there are different interpretations for the word Meda. They say, the dictionary gives it as marrow, the bone marrow. Inside the bone there is something. The marrow is referred to as Meda. Fat tissue is referred to as Meda. and a special kind of mamsa vishesha, that is also called veda, so something. Anyway, so this is what it's used. It's actually a controversial word. What exactly did this mean? Itchari. Mahanichara has to. So we do not need all that. So it's just that it is something given, giving even other habits. Now, sastrekhya. So, anupena mantrena prahasaya. So he says, make sure that Agni, you are giving this Havi to Agni. So the Havi is the karma pada, kasmat shashti asti. That is all he needs. The Havi is karma pada, since Havishaha vapayaha medasaha is one. Vapayaha medasaha Havihi. So you are giving that vapa or medas as the Havi to Agni. So tatra karma padasya shashti asti. Rakshana Havishaha kim. So this sutra applies, this Dalaprasya is not there in Mula. Mule Siddhanta Kaumudyam Nasti, Balamanoramayam Asti, but it is useful at Ayamayadatam. Hadishaha Kim. So this applies only when we are talking about Hadish. Abhinaye Gomayani Preshya. Gomaya is that cow dung, which is used as fuel. Okay. So again, put that into fire. Tadatu Havihi Nasti, Ishyataha. देवता संप्रदाने किं जना देवता यः दीयते तदैव अस्य प्रवृत्तिः मानवकाय पुरोडाशं श्रेष्ठ पुरोडाश इज अगेन अनदर काइंड ऑफ सर्विस इट इज ऑफर्ड एंड देन इट इज टेकन पार्टेकन बाय द फैमिली ऑफ हूएवर इज देयर सो नाउ यू आर टेलिंग गिव अ पार्ट ऑफ दैट एज अ प्रसादम समथिंग So he is giving that to a boy. Manavakaya Purvadasham Krishna. Satra Devatasam Pradhanam Nasti Ityataha. Shastir Bhaktihi Nabhavati. Purvadasham Iti Havirvati Tasya Api Tasya Vitiya Vibhakti Eva Bhavati. Krishnortha Prayoge Kane Ehi Karayam. So all through we had Karmani. So initially we had Karmani Sheshe and Agnaye Ityatra Bhavati. Atra Manavakaya Purvadasham Sheshe. Ityatra Manavakaha Nama Bala. Atra Agnaye Iti Nasti Devata Sampradana. Ataha Purvadasham Iti Dvitiya Vibhakti Ki Natu Shashti. Gomayani. Gomaya is not Havis. Gomaya is the fuel for Agni. It is not Havi. Havirvata Tasteva Jashiva Bhakti Bhavati Natu Gomayana. So we had so far dealt with karma. Initially there was Nyovidarthasya Karane. Karanasya Chetasya Vakshayam Shashti. Anantaram Adhidartha Deyesham Karmani Ityarabhya Karmanaha Chetasya Vakshayam Shashti. Anantaram Sasha Karmanaha Shashti. शेषत्वव्यक्षायां नास्ति इदानीम् अधिकरणस्य शेषत्वव्यक्षायां षष्ठी उच्यते कृत्वोर्थप्रयोगे कानेऽधिकरणे षष्ठी शेषे इति पूर्णम् अनुवर्तते सो दिस् इस् अगेन् शेषे षष्ठी सो इन् बिट्वीन् वि डिण्ट् हाव् शेष दट् वास् अगेन् बै व्याख्यान नौ दिस् इस् अधिकरण वेन् इण्टेण्डेड् एस् शेष सम्बन्ध तथा षष्ठी कृत्वोर्थानां प्रयोगे कालवाकिनी अधिकरणे षष्ठी स्यात् शेषे षष्ठी स्यात् कृत्वोर्थाः कृत्वः सप्तकृत्वः पञ्चकृत्वः फैव् टैम्स् सेवेन् टैम्स् इत्यस्य कृत्वसु इति प्रत्ययः अस्ति स्पेसिफिक् प्रत्यय विच् इस् यूस्ड् इन् द टर्म्स् आफ् रिपिटिशन् फैव् टैम्स् आर् सिक्स् टैम्स् इत्यस्य पञ्चकृत्वः षट् कृत्वः इत्यादि अस्ति तस्मिन्नेव अर्थे सकृत् एकस्य सकृत् इत्यनेन सकृत् मीन्स् वन्स् द्विः मीन्स् ट्वैस् त्रिः मीन्स् थ्रैस् चतुः मीन्स् फोर् टैम्स् फर् द फस्ट् फोर् देर् इस् नो कृत्व इन्स्टेड् आफ् कृत्व कृत् देर् इस् अ कृत् प्रत्यय आफ्टर् दट् फर् एव्रिथिङ्ग् यः पञ्चकृत्वः दशकृत्वः शतकृत्वः टैम्स् इत्यस्य कृत्वसु प्रत्ययः कृत्वोर्थानां प्रयोगे So, in the usage of such words, which are sutvorsaha, all these words, sakrit, dvihi, prihi, chatuhu, and after that, panchakritvaha, shatkritvaha, saptakritvaha, etc. So, when there is usage of these words, sutvorsanam prayoge, kalavakini adhikarane sheshe, there is an adhikarana vataka, this is an indicator of time. Kalavakini adhikarane. Adhikarana masti, tatcha kalavataka masti, tatcha sheshatvena vivakshayam. Yada sambandhatvena vivakshabhavati, tada shashti bhakti. Panchakritvaha anho kojanam. Panchakritvaha, five times, anha is in a day, bhojanam. So in a day, anhi ityarthaha, adhikaranam asti ahaha, tatcha kalavatakam. The day is a kalavataka. For the adhikarana, when you have sheshatva vivaksha, tada shashti vivakshi bhavati. Panchakritvaha anha bhojanam. This is shashti suvete for anha. Anha is the shashti vibhakti of aham. Dhiranho bhojanam. So twice he eats in the day. It's just a asti. Sheshe kim. Khaate sheshatva vivakshayam shashti. Adhikaranatva seva vivakshaya adhikavati. If adhikaranatva is itself intended, then you will have saptami. Dvir ahani adhyayanam. Ahani dvihi adhyayanam. In a day he studies twice. Evam virahani bhojanam tadapi bhavati. So tarvatra you can have saptami vibhakti if it is adhikarana, if it is intended as shesha, it will be shashti, and since it is a pratipada nidhana, there is no samasa. Anhaha bhojanam ityatra samasaha na bhavati. So that ends the prakarana of shashti sheshe. That is where you had shesha shashti. So generic sutra, the specific sutra and associated sutra are over. Then we start with one sutra which directly gives karaka. For a karaka it indicates shashti vipakti. This is why it is not actually correct to say shashti is not a karaka. So we saw there are some cases where specific for karma karaka you have shashti for a very specific dhatu. This is a general sutra where he says kartra karma nahi. For kartra karaka and karma karaka you can have shashti vipakti. So we'll see this tomorrow. Shraha Pashyamaha. Hopefully Shraha Shashti Yuhakti Samapaniya. We will try. Shashti generally is easy. I mean, see, these are all very specific examples. We take a general thing, there is a thing in Shashti, but it has a lot of HR. That is the charity. It seems, okay, but there is a lot of stuff, especially in these, in the next sutra, Sabra Karma Noha Prati, etc., there is lot to Shashti. We'll see. Enakshara Samam Nayam Adhi Gohnya Maheshwara Tukrutnam Yakaranam Prokkan Tasmai Vanyaya Namaha Vakya Karam Varavitim Harsha Karam Patanjalim Panini Sutra Tar Anta Prana Tosmi Munitrayam Munitrayam Namaskutya Tadu Sishkari Sangrita Yajyatrana Siddhanta Kaumudiyam Yirashyate. Thank you.